Dreamscape presents X-15 Diary, The Story of America's First Spaceship, by Richard Tregaskis, narrated by Chris Sorensen. This audiobook is an attempt to present verbal photographs of hundreds of men and women at work on one of our important space projects. There are thousands more involved in our other space efforts, just as demanding and exacting, and many as dangerous, too. To the men and women I name and follow at their work, and to the faceless thousands trying just as hard on other sectors of the war against space, this audiobook is respectfully dedicated. Preface. At noon on the concrete plain beside the hangars of Edwards Air Force Base, a group of men in coveralls are rolling out a slim, sleek black dart of a missile. It has stub wings and rocket tubes at the square rear end mark its power supply. Large white lettering on its bulging side reads, U.S. Air Force. It rides on a yellow rubber-tired cart or dolly. The dolly bears owner identification, NASA, standing for National Aeronautics and Space Administration, appropriate since many of the research vehicles sent out into space are handled and launched by NASA. The smooth black hull is almost entirely two cylindrical tanks, one mounted behind the other. The forward tank will be filled with liquid oxygen, LOX, a rocket oxidizer, and the rear one with water alcohol. Other smaller tanks within the hull will be pumped full of the other gases needed for rocket flights. Helium to start the fuel flowing, hydrogen peroxide to generate the power the missile will need for its control systems, nitrogen, which, coupled with compact air conditioning equipment, will supply an atmosphere in which delicate instruments can keep on functioning, despite the 100-below emptiness in which the missile will fly. All these characteristics are to be expected in a missile-like vehicle that will be probing the outskirts of space. But there are a few differences about this one. One difference is the small hump on top of the hull just behind the needle-like nose probe. That hump has narrow dark blue glass windows and controls inside, much like those on a conventional airplane. It is a cockpit. And inside the cockpit, air conditioning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?